A controversial billboard that went up briefly in Soho on February 22nd has been popping up across the country. The ad says the most dangerous place for an African American is in the womb. The Texas-based anti-abortion group Life Always contends the billboard was meant to draw attention to the scourge abortion is causing within the black community. Many black women felt the ad attempted to shame them. WNYC's Cindy Rodriguez has been talking to healthcare providers, young people, and others to see what's behind the black abortion rate and has this report.
According to the New York City Department of Health, in 2009, 57% of black pregnancies in the city ended in abortion. For the city overall, the number is 39%, and among white women, around 20%. The number of abortions among black women has been roughly the same for several years. Still, the statistic has startled some within the black community and is generating a heated debate.
Why are so many women in this situation to begin with? Exactly. Having unprotected sex letting it get to an unplanned pregnancy.
Absolutely.
Lisa Evers is the host of Street Soldiers, a weekly public affairs show that airs on Hot 97, a hip-hop and R&B station. Her topic last Sunday was the rate of abortions, especially within the black community. One guest, a blogger who calls herself Jamila Sister Tolja Lemieux, answered Evers this way.
For the same reason that we have Stop the Violence rallies and we have young men that will leave those rallies, go to the corner, purchase a gun, purchase drugs, get involved with gang banging. Culturally, we're almost suicidal. We don't place a certain value on our own lives.
Lemieux is pro-choice and was offended by the anti-abortion billboard that went up in Soho last month. Guest Reverend Michael Faulkner of New Horizon Church is pro-life and supported the ad. While they were at odds politically, Faulkner attempted to find some common ground.
I see a way through this. I agree with most of what you just talked about. What we have to do is come to the table, okay? And we have got to have a conversation with black men and black women. And I'm sorry.
Conversations about self-control, self-esteem, and respectful relationships are happening in certain neighborhoods among teenagers in the city. 16-year-old Anthony Murray is part of Brooklyn Teen Pact, an acronym that stands for Positive Actions and Choices for Teens.
People get caught up in the moment sometimes. We're actually working on the PSA, trying to raise awareness on using condoms and having protected sex.
Murray has been trained as a sex educator for teens, and so is 16-year-old Melody Ovalle, who says it's difficult for girls to get teenage boys to wear a condom.
It's kind of disrespectful in a way to tell a teenager, oh, you have to use a condom, because they'll take it as an insult that you ask them to put on a condom when really it's just about sexual health.
Murray says among his friends, condoms are mandatory. But the teenagers say teens are also afraid to go to health clinics, feel like they have to hide their sexual activity from their parents, and the lack of communication about sex often leads to nonsensical myths.
If you drink the tropical fantasy soda, your sperm goes away. Like, it's a lot of crazy myths out there.
While teenagers continue to struggle with making choices about sex, the number of 15 to 19-year-olds giving birth or having abortions has for the most part gone consistently down over the last 10 years. Abortions are highest among women between the ages of 20 and 29 across all ethnicities. Dr. Gail Blakely, director of Women's Health Services at Community Health Network, believes the black abortion rate should be seen as another health disparity.
For instance, we know that black women are most likely to contract HIV. Black women are most likely to have preterm labor and have a baby prematurely.
Blakely oversees three clinics that serve primarily low-income black and Latino women. She says when you're uninsured and you're not going to the doctor regularly, you're less likely to discuss different contraceptive methods and ways to prevent sexually transmitted infections. Blakely says she regularly sees women of all ages who are not well-informed and who pick contraception they can't keep up with. The pill, for instance, must be taken around the same time every day. Blakely also says negotiating condom use isn't just a problem for teenagers.
If you're not very confident and have the self-esteem to say no, and this is what I would like to do, you may find yourself succumbing to their demands.
Other healthcare providers say putting your foot down is even harder when a young girl's partner is much older or when a woman is in an abusive relationship. For Taja Lindley, the reasons women get pregnant when they don't want a baby are similar among all races.
I haven't noticed a trend that's different for black women.
Lindley is a 25-year-old who volunteers as an abortion doula at different clinics around the city. like a birth doula. She says she provides compassion and support for women, which means she does simple things like bring them water and crackers. But she's also there to provide emotional support for those who seem anxious or look like they need to talk.
I talk to them a little bit about what's going on around that and ask them about how they might have ended up in that situation and what kind of form of birth control are you going to use after today, or what kind of contraception do you use? And then you find out what they've been using or not have been using, like what's been working or not working.
Lindley says not everyone wants to open up about their situations, but at least one woman who was married and already had kids said she couldn't afford another child. While she doesn't know the income level of the women she's seeing, Lindley also believes the abortion rate is tied to poverty and health disparities, and she questions the intentions of pro-life groups trying to draw attention to the Black abortion rate.
At the end of the day, I don't think it's about a concern for Black babies or about Black women. I think Black women are being used as pawns for another agenda that's not that concerned about the health and well-being of Black women and our families and our communities.
At a recent press conference, Pastor Stephen Broden from the Texas-based group Life Always said he expected that Black women would respond negatively to the billboards.
In large part, it's because they have only heard one side of the argumentation.
Broden believes more women need to know they can keep their babies because, he says, the very survival of the Black community is tied to the mother's womb. Meanwhile, women's groups across the country are continuing to organize against the billboard campaign. For WNYC, I'm Cindy Rodriguez.